All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grimlord's Adult Games Corner. And this is Dr. Pink Cake's Acting Lessons, which is the earlier game. He's doing Being a Dick right now, but this is the one he did before that. I figured we'd go ahead and go over this game as well. So let's just go on ahead and get it started. Hi there, before you start the game, you should know a couple of things. While your choices in this game do matter, this game is story driven and doesn't have any game over screens. You will not get instant feedback on your choices and are free to react how you want. There are, of course, consequences to your actions. But if you really feel like you need some extra help with making choices, you can choose to turn on a setting that allows you to see messages like this one. Alright. If you would prefer to go in blind without hints such as these, it's okay too. It is you who should enjoy the game after all. Do you want to play with the hints enabled? This episode is fine. You're continuing the story blind. This is the way I intended the game to be played. Hints are disabled for this episode. Enjoy the game. Episode 1, A Girl Named Megan. Life can take unexpected turns. It sure did for me back in December 2017 when I cashed out 50% of my cryptocurrency investments after an amazing market bull run. Now I had just enough money to ensure an early retirement. Not that I was that old at the time. Sure, I was older than some, but still younger than most. Life for me wasn't about money. I didn't dream of fancy cars or living luxuriously. I only wanted to ensure that I had enough money to get by without having to worry about the future. Just enough to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted it. However, it wasn't that unexpected turn of events that I wanted to reminisce about. I really wanted to tell you about the day I met a girl named Megan, and how my life changed in a way that I never could have imagined. This bear market is killing me. I am so glad that I cashed out a lot of money before the market crashed. That was really lucky. I'd like to say that it was based on past experience, but let's be honest, it was mostly lucky timing. I can't imagine how most investors must be feeling right now. All prices have really plummeted and been dirt cheap for so long. Hi, have I reached Jonas Redfield? Oh, hi, great. Hi, Mr. Redfield. I'm calling from Phone Roam, and we are wondering if you are satisfied with your current cell phone service. Sorry, what did you say? I can't hear you. You are breaking up. You hang up the phone. That's actually what you do, though. He says, poor guy, must be a tough job. No, there's some real scammers out there. Stomach growls. Ah, lunchtime. What a depressing sight. There's not much I can make with beer and butter. Ugh. At least there are some leftovers from last night. I can't put off shopping for food today. It certainly looks better than it tastes. The meat is all dry. This better not be the telemarketer again. Oh, it's Liam. Hi, Liam. Hey, bro, I was having my lunch break when I saw this poster of Shitface playing at Lexi's Rock Bar next Friday. You wanna go? Shitface, you say? I thought they split up. No, they only replaced their ouchy drummer with another dude. I hear he's tight as fuck. It's been ages since I saw him. Count me in. Awesome. I'll get the tickets. So what's new with you? Not so much since the market crash. I've mostly been reading up on new projects to invest in and... Traits will unlock different options and interactions throughout the game. It can affect how other characters perceive you and change the outcome of dialogue options. Hanging at a bar is trying to meet new people. That sounds great, man. Must be nice to have all that spare time. Listen, I gotta get back to work. How about we do something later? Yeah, we'll hang out with him. Sure, I'm up for anything. Perfect. I'll call you when I get off work. Later. Bye. Liam is such a nice friend. Always keeping in touch, even though I suck at calling. He can be immature at times, but that's actually something I like about him. Should be fun to go to a rock concert. Maybe I'll meet a nice girl there? Although I'm not so sure that many nice girls listen to Shitfaced. Okay, I'm full. Let's go shopping before I procrastinate. I should get some exercise, too. I like this park. It's so beautiful here. It's so nice that it hasn't been paved over like the rest of this town. There's always a lot of people here, walking their dogs, having picnics, and exercising. Also, it's the perfect setting for a casual date. Speaking of which, it's been too long since my last one. My last girlfriend, Anna, was really hot. I remember when we first met, we were fucking like animals. Jonas, why the fuck are you still dressed? Don't you want to do this? I do, but what if someone comes? Duh, that's the point of fucking. That's not what I meant. This beach is not that secluded. Don't be a pussy, Jonas. That's part of the thrill. Now come here. She says. Let's get you out of these. I bet I can make your dick grow in my mouth, she says. Just as I thought. Please, don't stop. Baby, we're just getting started. What? There's like animation? Okay. Kind of realistic. That's weird, man. Oh, Anna, go deeper. That is... wow. Yes, faster. Now it's my turn. Get down here and eat my pussy, Jonas. Uh-huh, just like that. Moans. I want to feel you inside of me, Jonas. Put it in. Ah, fuck me, Jonas, she says. Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Oh, Jonas! Lie down, Jonas. I'm gonna ride you until you come, she says. Oh, I like that shot. Ah, you're so big! Ride me, Anna. She moans, yes, yes, keep going. Faster, faster. Wow, now that is something. She says, I want you to come, baby. Please come for me. Oh, Anna, I'm coming. She says, oh, baby, come. Come all over my pussy, Jonas. Oh, Lord. Yep. Too bad it had to end the way it did. Okay, so what happened between these two? Looks like they did pretty well on the sex part, but I wonder what happened afterwards. Remember, a relationship is more than just sex. People get that often confused. It was the right choice to leave her. Oh, hold on, folks. I'm getting a cough drop here. It's that time of year. I could never forgive her for what she did. The city is pretty quiet this time of day. What did she do? Okay. Most people are probably at work by now. Never saw this store before. It looks pretty small from the outside. I wonder if they sell anything good. Couldn't hurt to try something new, right? Like if there's anybody in there. Ding ding. Shocker, it's small on the inside too. Do they even sell food here? I don't recognize any of these brands. Organic wheat paste? Is that an edible thing? I don't think so. Vegan carrots? I thought carrots already were vegan. Look at this one. It just says meat in quotation marks. What a weird store. It doesn't look like they have a lot of business either. Figures. The girl working here is pretty though. Special Bone Dog Biscuits. Damn, sell sugar, Super Cat, Cat Life Ultra Foods, soup. There's some beans. But yeah, you guys are looking at the girl, right? I'm over here looking at the beans. Because that's just how I am. Look closer or don't risk it. Now you're just being a pervert. I guess I could buy a couple of these. Not sure what it is really, but it looks alright. At least it can't be worse than vegan carrots or beer and butter for that matter. Okay, I guess that's all. Not much more in here that looks good, to be honest. So did you get a good look? Oh shit, she definitely caught me staring. Maybe I can play it off. Yeah, I think I saw most of your items. That wasn't really what I meant. He must be very confident. It didn't even fluster him. But the selection here isn't really that great. I couldn't recognize the different brands. We get that a lot. The owner insists on keeping the cheapest inventory possible. He then marks up the price thinking people will still buy it. Well, that's one way of doing business. This guy's kind of cute. Can I get you anything else? You could always put your number on a piece of paper and give it to me. Nice try. Damn it, that's a shame. So if nothing else, that adds up to $9.64. Okay, here's $10. Keep the check. Gunshot. Screams. Don't fucking move and you stay the fuck down. Empty the register and put it in the bag, now. Please don't shoot. Hurry up, bitch, or I'll spray your fucking face all over the wall. Please don't hurt me. Bitch, hurry the fuck up. I will shoot you. Plead for the cursed life. Try to get up. Didn't I tell you to stay the fuck down? Ow. You pass out. I've always wondered what you experience as you're dying. Like, where does your mind wander? Is it like the cliche goes that your life flashes in front of your eyes? As you see glimpses of everyone you've ever loved and every precious moment you've ever had? Well, I wasn't really dying, so there's no way I could have known. But being in a medically induced coma makes you see things too. Very weird things. Visions that make absolutely no sense. Visions that nightmares are made of. But occasionally, you'll also see something nice. I find it weird that time passes so fast when you're unconscious. Look, he's waking up! Who's there? Where am I? What happened? Jonas, you're awake! Jonas, take it slow, okay? You're at Brook Hospital. You've been in a medically induced coma and are just awakening. A coma? For how long? It has been a week since your accident. My accident? The robbery. Ah, please slow down, sweetie. Don't strain yourself. You suffered head trauma and have a concussion. You got a couple of nasty blows to your head. You'll be all right eventually, but you must rest to let your body recover. There were gunshots. Was I shot? No, Jonas, you're here because of the head trauma. That means the clerk. Did the clerk get hurt? Hey, Jonas, chill. No one else got hurt in the robbery. It was all over the news, though. The robbers shot warning shots inside the store and got away with the cash in the register. He is still at large, so I bet that the police want your statement when you're feeling better. Okay, I don't remember much. Just talking to the clerk, the gunshots, and then everything went black. Don't worry about it now, sweetie. You must rest. I'll inform Dr. Williams that you're awake. Dude, I thought you were a goner. And you know doctors, they aren't exactly the best at putting your mind at ease. All that medical jargon. When I heard that they put you in a medically induced coma due to severe head trauma, I didn't know what to think. Had they only said, hey Liam, your boy Jonas got bashed up in the head by some idiot robber, so we have drugged him up and he'll be sleeping for a while. Then I probably wouldn't have worried so much. I'm sorry for worrying you, Liam. Jonas, stop it. It's not your fault. You just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm just so glad you made it. Are you sure no one got hurt during the robbery? Yeah, totally sure. I've been watching the news ever since that day, you know. I'm just waiting for them to catch that fucker that did this to you. Yeah. How did I end up here? From what they've told me, this chick working in the store during the robbery called the cops and an ambulance for you. I think she went with you in the ambulance. I guess she must have been pretty shocked by everything that happened. Yeah, it must have been horrifying for her. I'm so thankful that she didn't get hurt, at least physically. I think she's the one who left you those flowers. The card reads, Get Well Soon, XO Megan. Megan, huh? So that's her name. I must find her so I can thank her for everything. You need to recover first, buddy. Remember, we're going to see Shitface on Friday, haha. I think I've had enough headbanging as of lately. Haha, nice to see that it didn't smash the fun part of your brain. Door knocking. Mr. Redfield, I'm your doctor, Dr. Williams. Nurse told me you seem responsive after awakening from the coma. That's very good to hear. You might be wondering why we put you in a coma in the first place. Yes, could you please explain it to me? You received two heavy blows to your head, one in the back of your head and one in the front. Initial CT scans indicated internal bleeding. As a precaution, we put you in a comatose state to help you recover. Letting you be conscious during the recovery process would potentially only make matters worse. I see, is my brain still bleeding? No, it is not. This morning we performed new scans that were negative for internal bleeding and showed signs of recovery. That is why we made the decision to awaken you from your comatose state. So I'm going to be fine then? Indeed. However, you may still suffer sustained effects from your concussion. I'm advising you to stay here for a couple more days under observation. Unless your injuries get worse during that time, you would be discharged. Aha, discharge. If there are no further questions, I'll be leaving. Thank you, doctor. Please call the nurse if you need anything. Hey, that's great news. Yeah, I'm relieved. Discharge, that funny motherfucker. I don't think it was meant to be funny. Anyway, it was great to see you alive, buddy. I think I'll head off. It's been a long week and I need some rest too. I understand. Thanks for the support. No sweat, bro. Make sure you get better now. Will do. See you later. Later. Wow, I must have slept for almost a day now. I still feel really weak and my head aches. My mouth is drier in a desert. Door knocking. Hi, Jonas. How you feeling? Hi, Miss... Oh, please, call me Leah. And it is Miss. Got it. I'm on my way home, but wanted to check on you one more time before leaving. Can I get you anything? I would like a glass of water, if you don't mind. Not at all, that's why I'm here. I'll go get it for you. Does she know that her nipple is slightly visible? I wonder if Megan will come back to see me. I hope she's alright. Being held at gunpoint, that must have traumatized her. If I only got a chance to relive that day, I would have kicked that robber's ass. Or gotten myself shot. I think I remember trying to stop the robbery. It's still a blur, though. Here's your water, Jonas. Aaliyah, thank you. Sorry, my mind was elsewhere. I imagine that you have a lot to think about lately. Yeah, parts of the memories from the robbery are coming back to me, albeit slowly. Don't rush it. Temporary memory loss is very common in cases like yours. Thank you for the water. No problem. Is there something else I can do for you? Would you mind flipping my pillow? I've worn this side down and it's starting to get uncomfortable. Sure thing. There we go. You're all set. Thanks. This side feels much better. By the way, do you know the girl who left those flowers? Are these flowers? Oh yes, such a sweet girl. She visited you a couple of times when you were in a coma. But I haven't seen her for 3 or 4 days. I don't recall exactly. Did you speak to her? Only a little bit. I remember that she was worried about you and was asking Dr. Williams about your health. Is she someone close to you? No, she isn't. In fact, we haven't even been introduced. I believe her name is Megan based on the writing on the card. She's the clerk at the store that got robbed. I would like to get a hold of her and thank her for helping me. I see. Well, if she comes in and you've already left, I'll try to get you her information. You would do that for me? Of course. No trouble at all, sweetie. That reminds me. A policeman came by earlier. He wanted to see you. I told him you were resting and couldn't be disturbed. I bet he wants to question me about the robbery. He did seem pretty eager to talk to you. I can call him for him right away if you'd like. Yeah, no point to drag it out. Okay, I'll do that. It shouldn't be too long. See you tomorrow, Jonas. I don't think I'll be able to remember all the details of the robbery. I must still do my best to help them catch that bastard. After a while, door knocking. Mr. Redfield? That's me. Good day, Mr. Redfield. I am Officer Michael Barkley. I'm here regarding the robbery that took place on April the 5th. Are you feeling well enough to answer a couple of my questions? I can try, but honestly, the events are a little blurry. Please try your best to answer the questions as detailed as possible. Start from the beginning, please. Retrace your steps from when you first entered the store. I think I browsed the different aisles looking for food. Are you sure about this? Yes. I'm sure that's what I did. I see. Next question. Do you recall when the robber entered the store? The robber entered the store as I was talking to the clerk. I remember hearing the bell ring. Okay. Next question. What can you tell me about the robber? I saw his shoes. When I was lying on the ground, I remember seeing what shoes he wore. They were brown boots, very large too, about size 10 or 11, I'd say. Interesting. Well, Mr. Redfield, thank you very much for answering my questions. You did well. Your statement matches most of what other witnesses have told me. You've been valuable to this investigation. Thank you for your cooperation. Please give us a call if you could think of anything else. Will do. Thank you. Get well soon, Mr. Redfield. That went pretty good. I'm sure I helped them somewhat in their investigation. I should get some more rest. Jonas. Wake up, Jonas. Jonas! Leah, what are you? I only want to make sure you recover, sweetie. What? Let me take care of you with my healing hands. Do you like that? Oh, Leah, yes. Well, this won't do at all. Your cock is all dry. I think I need to use my mouth. Uh-oh, here we go. She says, I want you deep inside me, Jonas. Are you ready for me, sweetie? Uh-huh. She says, fill me up with that big cock of yours. Whoa. Fuck, what a vivid dream. I knew that wasn't real. I knew that wasn't real. Damn, she's hot. Later that day. Good news, Mr. Redfield. You seem to have recovered from your head injury and can be, discharged. Haha, Liam probably got to him. That's great news, Doctor. I feel much better, but I still have a slight headache. You should continue to rest when you get home. The headache will pass with time. Make sure not to strain yourself for a week or two. If at any point you start to feel worse, come back in and we'll do a checkup. Thank you, Doctor. I'm very grateful for your help. Finally, I'm out of here. Well, look who it is. The warrior returns. Haha, hey, pal. Feeling better? Good enough to get out of here. Thanks for picking me up. No sweat. Heading straight home, right? Actually, I'd like to see if Megan is back at work. Of course. Let's bounce. Bet you can't wait to reunite with your pretty little savior, huh? I never said she was pretty, did I? Nah, I just figured. For you to worry so much about a stranger, there must be something special about her, right? Well, you're right. She is very pretty. But I hardly know her. I just want to thank her and make sure she's alright. I hear you. This the place? Yeah. Haha, the fuck made you go in there in the first place? What a total dump. Well, what are you waiting for? Go on inside. You're not coming with? And spoil your reunion? Nah. Funny? That bell gives me the chills now. Doesn't feel good to be back here. Not that I really liked the store to begin with. Wait, that's not Megan. She's nowhere to be seen. Maybe she's not working today. Excuse me. Yes? I'm looking for Megan. Have you seen her? Who are you, her boyfriend? No, I'm just someone looking for her. She saved my life last week during the robbery. Well, she doesn't work here anymore. My dad fired her. He what? He fired her. I mean, why do you do that? She gave away your money. She gave away our money to the robber without even pressing the silent alarm. That's irrational. The robbery wasn't her fault. She did call the police. She called the police too late. The money and the robber were already gone. You can't fire her because of that. Get the fuck out of my store. Fine. Fuck you. Fuck, I blew it. Now I have no way of contacting her. So how'd it go? Did you find her? No, apparently she was fired after the robbery. They blamed her for getting robbed. What? That's insane. Did you at least get her number? No, I didn't. The clerk was totally unreasonable. I have no idea how to reach her now. Wow, that really sucks. Yeah, can you drive me home? My head started to ache. Nah, wait here. Liam, what are you doing? What is he thinking? Is he really going to go in there and confront the clerk? A couple minutes pass. Here you go. Don't tell me this is their number. Well, it better be, or that fucker would be sorry. Liam, what did you do? Are you going to get in trouble for this? Nah, don't worry. I handled it. Let's bounce. Thank you so much. Now that brother came in there and he got that number. He got that number, folks. Shit. You sure you're all right by yourself now? I'll manage. Thank you for everything. No sweat. Oh yeah, before I forget, I stocked up on your fridge so you don't starve to death. Man, I got food and everything else. Now that's a friend right there, folks. You did? I cannot believe it. Or, I mean, I can. You truly are an amazing friend. Right back at you, Jonas. That's just a damn good man right there. See, that's what men need to do. You know, you see a man getting hurt, buy him some groceries. He ain't got nothing in the fridge, help him out. You know, men need to help each other. Men really do need to help each other out. You know, you gotta have those bonds, brothers, you know. Very, very important. Rest up and don't be a stranger. Hey, Liam. I want you to have this. Hey, Jonas, I appreciate it, but you don't have to pay me. Stop it. I want you to have it. You've been a wonderful friend during this ordeal. It's the least I could do for you. Thanks, pal. You really didn't have to, but I appreciate it. It feels so nice to be home. It's like I haven't been home in ages. What should I do? Wow, Liam really did me a favor. Look at all this delicious food. I'm not hungry right now, but it's great to know that I have something to eat at home. No surprises here. Being unconscious doesn't make the market turn around. I should probably accumulate some more tokens while it's down. Let's buy some more CCPX. I think it'd be worthwhile possessing a super node once they launch their main net in 2019. What should I do? Resting sucks. I can't sleep at all with this headache. Will it ever end? I could try calling Megan. Where'd I put that number? Don't tell me I lost it. No, here it is. Phew! Dial tone. Come on, please pick up. Hello? Hi, is this Megan? Megan? No, this is Lynette. There's no Megan here. Oh, I think I must have gotten the wrong number then. Phone clicks. Seriously? Wrong number? I can't believe it. Liam went through all that trouble for this shit? That fucking clerk. Now I'm back to square one. What can I do? Check the phone book? I bet there are thousands of Megans in this town alone. She might not even be listed. Maybe I'm not meant to see her again. Ugh, this headache sucks. I'm feeling a bit queasy. I better take some painkillers and lie down before it gets any worse. It was hard, but eventually I got to sleep. I still feel ill. Doctor told me to return if I felt worse. Better to be safe than sorry and take his advice. I need to take a shower first. I absolutely reek. I could have figured that the number was fake. I wonder how Liam will react if I tell him he was given a fake number. I probably shouldn't tell him. That fucking clerk. I hope they go out of business. Firing Megan and blaming the robbery on her. Unbelievable. Good to go. That breakfast was really good. Liam really outdid himself. I should text him. Hey pal, thanks again for the food. Breakfast is much better than hospital food. Now let's get that checkup Dr. Williams talked about. I've had it with this headache. From what I gather, you're still not getting better. You are still getting better. However, you are probably not resting enough. That's likely why you're feeling worse. I can't really help you further. I'm afraid rest and hydration are the only cures. Really, doctor? Can I at least get something stronger for the pain? I could barely sleep last night. I guess I can prescribe you some stronger painkillers to help you sleep better. Thank you, doctor. That would be great. Please wait here while I get your prescription. Well, I guess that's good news, even though I feel like shit. Jonas. Leah. Are you already feeling worse? I'm afraid so. Thankfully, Dr. Williams is getting me stronger medication. That's good to hear. Also, I'm very lucky to find you here today. Oh, really? How come? Remember that girl you were asking about? Oh, Megan, you mean? Yeah, she stopped by yesterday, not long after you went home. She wanted to see if you were feeling better and was happy to hear that you were up and about. What a coincidence. I was looking for a way to contact her yesterday. Sadly, without any luck. Please tell me she left an address or a number that I can reach her on? I got her phone number right here. Here you go. Thank you so much. How can I repay you? Oh, sweetie, you don't have to repay me. Well, thank you once again. Really, thanks. I better go back to work now. Take care. Bye, Leah. I'm not wasting any more time. I'm calling her right now. Dial tone. Please let this be the correct number. Hello? Hey, Megan, right? This is Jonas. Oh, Jonas, so nice to hear from you. I heard you went home from the hospital. It really is her. Yes, that's true. I heard you came and visited me when... Mr. Redfield, please hang up your phone. Didn't you see the sign? Cell phones are strictly prohibited in this hospital wing. Shit. Excuse me? Sorry, Megan, not you. I have to hang up. Can I meet you somewhere where we can talk in person? Do you know the picnic spot in Haven Park? Mr. Redfield! Yes, I know it. Meet me there in 15 minutes. That works for me. Great, bye. Phone clicks. Sorry, very sorry, doctor. It was an important call. Here is your prescription. Pay Maggie on the way out. Thank you. I'm finally going to meet Megan again. What am I going to say to her? Obviously, I'm going to thank her for saving me. And for the flowers and visits. I wonder how she's been since the robbery. It's probably an emotional topic. I must be delicate when approaching it. Okay, I'm here. Now to find Megan. Can't see her anywhere. Oh, there she is. She's even prettier than what I remembered. Hi, Jonas. Hi, Megan. It's so good to see you again. How have you been? Are you all right? It's been a tough week, but I'm fine. I don't believe you really are fine after all that has happened. Well, of course I'm not really fine. It's just something you say to make others feel better. It's been horrible. Is that what you wanted to hear? I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. It's okay. Everyone just keeps asking me if I'm fine all the time. It makes it hard when I'm trying to forget it all, you know? I've been wanting to thank you for everything you've done for me. You saved my life. Oh, stop it. I only acted out of instinct. I didn't really get the chance to think straight. I was shaking from the adrenaline high for the rest of that day. Thank you for the flowers. They were beautiful. Yeah, no problem. Did I just change the subject when she opened up to me? I'm glad you liked them. I think I messed up a bit. Oh, you can go back. That must have been so tough on you. I'm so happy you weren't hurt physically. That was really lucky. Can we talk about the elephant in the room? Park, you mean? Yes. The robbery? Yes. That was the scariest thing that's happened to me in my entire life. I was scared too. I don't remember everything from it, but I know I heard gunshots. He shot so close to me. My ears just kept ringing. My God, I don't want to think of what could happen. By the way, thanks for trying to help, even though you were lying there on the floor. I just wish I could have done more to help. Well, at least you did something. I really hope the police find him. They grilled me about the robbery, and I didn't really know what to say. I don't know if I helped them at all. I'm sure you did the best you could to describe him for them. An officer visited me at the hospital and asked me a bunch of questions too, and I gave him a good statement. I'm sure it would be of use to them when searching for him. That feels comforting to hear. I don't really know how to address this, but I tried to find you at the store after being released from the hospital, and they told me that you were fired. Yeah, my boss fired me the day after the robbery. He told me that I didn't follow the proper protocol with being robbed. Can you believe that? He blamed me for everything. I know. I was speechless when I heard it. I think you can take it to court. I'm sure it's not legal to fire someone on those grounds. I probably could, but I have no money to cover for it. Truth be told, I barely have enough to survive another week. I'm already behind on rent. My landlord said he'll evict me if I can't pay. That's horrible. I'll probably have to move all the way back home to my parents. It's so humiliating. Can't you get another job? I've already contacted a few other places that are hiring, but so far no one will hire me without a recommendation, which I'm likely not going to get from my last boss. This is not how it was supposed to be, you know? What do you mean? I moved here to pursue an acting career. I only took the job as a clerk to pay for rent and my acting classes. Oh, so you're really an actress? More like an aspiring actress, I guess. I've only done a handful of smaller plays back home. I think Anna still works in the movie industry, but it would be a cold day in hell before I'd contact her again. Sorry, I feel like you've listened to enough of my problems. I don't mind. We all need to vent sometimes. This might seem like a weird proposition, but hear me out. I would like to help you. I have the means for it, and if you want to, you can always come live with me until luck changes your way. You don't have to worry about paying rent or food. Also, you'll have all the time in the world for pursuing your acting career. Wow, Jonas, there's no way I could impose on you like that. I'd just be in your way and feel like a parasite. Please, Megan, I could use the company, and you can always move out at any time you'd want. So, what do you say? Jonas, are you okay? Sorry, Megan, it's my concussion. I think I need to go home and rest. I'll help you get home. Where do you live? Oh, it's very close by. Here, put your arm around me. Yeah, that's it. I'm not too heavy for you, right? Haha, you're pretty much walking by yourself now. I'm only helping you keep balance. Right now I have the balance of a toddler. Haha, never seen a toddler this big, though. Her touch is so soft and gentle. She smells great, too. We're almost there. My house is just around the bend. This is it. Thank you so much for your help. I think I'll manage on my own now. You sure? You don't look too good. Your face is so pale. Don't worry. I'll take a couple of painkillers that Dr. Williams prescribed for me. I'll be better off after getting some rest, I think. Come, let me help you get into bed. There, all set. Thank you for helping me get home, Megan. Of course, I couldn't leave you in the park now, could I? Well, the weather was pretty nice. Haha, stop it. Rest up, will you? And I'll see you later. I will. I'm already feeling drowsy from the... What time is it? It's so dark. It must be in the middle of the night, huh? How did I lose all my clothes? I could feel something moving around down there. Is there someone there? What? Megan, what are you doing? Why are you even gonna ask that question? Whoa! Another dream? What the fuck is the matter with me? It felt so real. Why couldn't it be real? Megan. Yuck, I'm all sweaty from sleeping with my clothes on. I need to take a shower. Ah, this feels so nice. That dream, though, it really was something. Megan sure is attractive. It would probably be weird if she stayed here with me. I only have one bedroom. I guess I could sleep on the couch for a while. Jonas, oh shit! Wow, he's completely naked. Megan, I'm so sorry. No, it's totally my fault. Let me put some clothes on. How embarrassed. She saw everything. How did she even get in here, poor girl? Megan, I feel so ashamed of myself. I wasn't aware that you were here. I'm sorry, Jonas. I let myself in. I wanted to see if you were feeling better and return your keys from yesterday. I didn't want to leave your door unlocked after I left, so I borrowed them. Oh, I understand. I hope you can forgive me. It's my fault, really. Thank you for returning my keys. Are you feeling better? Yeah, I think so. I'm extremely hungry, though. Would you like some breakfast? Sure, I could eat some before I head out. Wow, you could cut the tension with a knife. Thank you for the breakfast. I haven't had pancakes in a while. And thank you for helping me yesterday. I've had these headaches that come and go, but yesterday was the worst one yet. Maybe you shouldn't leave bed until you feel better. You sound just like my doctor. I'm just concerned, that's all. It's nice to know someone cares about me. About yesterday. Have you thought about my proposition? I have, but I don't think I could accept it. It's too much to ask from you. It really isn't. I want to help you. I understand, but let me help you the way you helped me. Megan, you saved my life. I'll have to think about it a bit more. Is that okay? Of course it is. The offer stands. I should be going. I have acting class today. Then I'm applying for a job as a personal shopper. Alright, good luck and thanks for the company. It was really nice seeing you again today. And sorry again for this morning's incident. No problem, Jonas. Maybe we can talk tomorrow? I'm looking forward to it. I'm probably best off staying at home today. I could always do something fun. What should I do today? Well, let's go ahead and save and end it right here. So, I like this one. Just like being a dick, this is a good one too. Japan may be really good with their hentai games, but the West and America, I think we've got the market pretty much covered when it comes to the CGI novel games. These are good. These are really good. I'm enjoying them. I'm enjoying them just as much as I did with the hentai. So we will continue to do these games as well. I think we'll do both. I'll do these after my shows, and during the week we'll do the hentai, so you guys get both. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you guys later.